It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2093, recorded Friday, May 22nd, 2026. Dick gets hosed. This episode of the Giz Whiz DD has some fantastic gadgets from an anchor event. Plus, we see some Bose gadgets. We have the next of my office slash home office crappy corner and your videos. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the Syndrome Show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, the senior gadget inventor, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir, and you?
Doing good, doing good. Let me think. Not much has changed since last week.
No,
honestly.
Except your hair. You know, yes. Do you realize? I know you went through months to get that, but you know, at Spirit of Halloween, you could have picked that up for $3.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking extensions might be my next. Just make it fuller. Yeah. I told Dick before the show started, I'm trying to grow it out. I'm hoping maybe one day to try to do a middle part thing. Maybe next week I'll give it a try, but so
and you're gonna have to use a hatchet to get a middle part in that much hair.
I've done a lot of bad things to my hair, and my hair just does not care. I have the thickest, you know, I'm coming up on 40 now, and I'm very lucky in that whatever genes I got with the hair.
Or
maybe it's, you know, what doesn't kill
all
you makes you stronger.
Red dye and everything.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe
I assume that was red dye. That was not your natural hair.
No. And that required bleach. You know, I would bleach my hair at least, 10 times a year. You know, it wasn't every month, but it was, you know, about every 6 weeks. You know, I'd go and bleach my hair. I feel like it went through a trial by fire, and now it is living stronger than ever, you know? So, yeah. So I've been trying to grow it out, trying to change up my hairstyle, and right now, in order, because there is so much, I have been trying to, like, make it look curlier and, like, find ways to hide as much hair as I have.
Oh,
anyway.
My gosh.
So, yeah, it is... It is. You've definitely noticed it at its fullest.
You must have to buy a baseball cap like three sizes bigger than normal, right?
Yeah, definitely. I have to extend them out. This is my cap. You know.
Oh, okay.
It crushes.
Oh, okay.
It crushes
okay,
down.
Still, yeah. Oh, it still fits. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you went to the gadgety events. Anchor is like the gadget company nowadays, it feels like.
Yes, exactly. And I have a little quickie video. I'll tell you after the little video of what I think happened there.
So we're at the Anchor event.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're expecting quite a few people.
Yes, wait a second. It switched.
Wait a minute. How the hell?
I did not expect that.
No, I didn't either, because when I watched it, it played normal.
Yeah, this is...
You know what? It's
all the technology we've advanced, and still sometimes phones and devices think, am I recording in landscape or am I recording in portrait? And I'm just going to make this data work.
It happened, the last time it happened, it's the same thing. When I used a 2-in-1
right
on the Motorola phone, it edits as normal. And when I upload it, I don't know what it thinks it's looking at.
It must, this is the, you know, with data formats, sometimes there's some wrapper, there's some little bit of metadata that needs to go along with what you have for it to go, oh yeah, do this, you know? And I've found that with phones, a lot of times they're just not, they don't think about? I don't know. Something in the pipeline just decides, we're going to throw it this way. That is so strange.
Yeah, and you have no way to flip it.
I do, but not fast. I could bowl it into an editor. I could stretch it. I could rotate it.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
But honestly, we kind of, you know, if you look at it sideways and use your imagination, you can kind of see what's going on there.
Oh, okay, okay.
It is. I feel like I'm like a spider. Looking through
multiple eyes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you a couple of things that happened. And I have a different video for next week of a gadget I really loved. And I did not use the 2-in-1 lens. So that one should be fine. So they announced a whole new line of earbuds. Okay. And they said that we have the clearest earbuds ever put on the market, and we couldn't just say that, be boasting. We have someone here to prove it, and they brought out someone from the Guinness Book of World Records who gave them an award for having the clearest sounding earbuds ever made. And I'm thinking, are the Guinness people now going into testing?
Seems more like a what do you call that, testimonial than like an award situation.
Yes. You know, you would think, and the Guinness Book of World Records said it's the best, not Consumer Report, not any of the tech websites. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, all my big decisions are made over Guinness, the beer. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. So they introduced a very high-end, and this might interest you, okay? It is the first set of earbuds that will have an LCD screen built into the case, and the screen and the case have built-in AI, and during your phone call, if you want, you turn this technology on, and it will. Oh yeah, you have to go to another screen. It's going to be the one that says AI. For AI note taking.
Oh, AI note taking.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, whoops. That one.
Liberty Pro Max. There should be a full screen of that.
Yeah, I can't. Might be down here somewhere. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's the thing from Guinness Records.
And Scooter X also shared this. This is a PR Newswire article, and yeah, in that they mention that they got the Guinness Book, earned Guinness World Record certification for the highest speech quality score for their earbuds. That is just so...
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, that's really weird. Really weird. So here's the Max with...
Oh, there it is.
The AI recording.
Right. And now he said that there, I'm not sure if this is software coming or is already in the earbuds, but 100 languages. And if you're talking with someone who doesn't speak your language, the earbuds you two will talk to each other as if you were speaking the same language.
Yeah. The Babel fish. The thing everyone wants is, yeah, you put a thing in your ear and then, like, they talk and you just hear the right version, you know. And then if they're wearing the same earbuds, you can do the same thing. Yeah.
And what's amazing, at CES, like, 8 years ago, they were selling earbuds that did that, and that's all they did for $300.
Exactly.
And now this, I believe, has 6 or 8 microphones.
Yeah.
So is this something that you think is something you could use? Because I know you're big on note-taking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, this is, every time I've seen one of those note-taking rings or pucks or wearables or any of those note-taking things, I always think to myself, this is going to be built in to products I already buy in the future. Like, I know that it will be built into my phone. It'll be built into my watch. It'll be built into my headphones. Once the big companies, Google, you know, Anchor, Apple, you know, once they integrate that into their product, there's no need to spend money on a $300 device that does only that.
What? Yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm willing to spend $150 to $300 on a pair of headphones, and the feature of them doing the AI translating, the feature of them doing AI note taking, you know, that is so much more compelling to me than buying a device that only AI note takes, that only, you know, does the translation. I agree. Like, it's amazing that it's now being built into these tech gadgets where, yeah, you used to just have a mono device, you know, it used to only do that one thing, and it didn't do Bluetooth, you know, or it did Bluetooth, but only to connect to the app to do the translate, you know, that type of stuff. I think this is great.
OMG Chad Johnson, we are proud to announce.
Oh,
I got these for you, pal.
No way. Oh, that's exciting.
I will send them on to you.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, and that's fantastic.
It is very funny because they had, you would have seen in that video, they had an enormous area for people, and it did not fill up, I think, as they expected. And I think the reason is that on Monday, they send out an email that the event was going to be live streamed. And I think a lot of people who were coming in, like from Long Island and Jersey, figured, well, why am I going to go to this if... You know, even I thought, do I want to go all the way down?
And yeah.
But then I thought, well, wait a minute. They always give you something nice when you're leaving.
Yeah,
so I will go live. And the other thing, at the very end, the guy who put it on said, we do apologize for the fact that we did have catering problems and that no liquor showed up. And he forgot to mention that although there was soft drinks, no ice showed up.
Oh, no.
Say, I don't know if the food was late, but there was nothing to eat until people were leaving. Anyway, it didn't matter. I think why I ended up with these is that I saw someone else's gift bag, and it was not this. Is that someone I had done a video with at Anchor came over to me while I was looking around, and he said, Dick, we are rearranging some of the chairs, and I saw your Mad Hat, and I have moved your belongings to a different chair. You'll see it. And I think he put that in my bag.
Oh, that is nice.
Thinking that I would like that.
Oh, that's amazing. He moved your stuff and then stuck a pair of super expensive headphones in there. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
I'll get that off to you.
That's great.
And then I'll show you something else that I think is so clever that they did, but I'll show it to you next week.
Okay.
Because
cool.
I have the little video, and I think it's all in the proper format, but I need to get some prices and some other info.
Sounds good.
At a couple things. Again, at Bose, you are not allowed to have a camera, so I'm just going to talk over some of their commercial stuff about what they released.
Okay, so here is Bose.
Bose Lifestyle Collection, the standalone bookshelf speaker. There's a sound bar, and there's a subwoofer. And what's interesting is that the soundbar has something they call speech clarity for enhanced dialogue. I like that a lot. And then clear bass technology when you have the whole system, it's not for a New York City apartment. It is unbelievable. At the demo, it felt like the couch we were sitting on had the speakers inside and in front and in back. It's an amazing system. So the sound bar is going to be 1100. The speakers are 299. And the subwoofer, I'll get a price on that. I forgot what that's going to be. But they're all out in the next week or so.
So we'll start with the speaker I normally use.
This is a very wonky idea. So this is just the mic in my old LG G8 phone. Can you tell the difference between this and the Bose?
I'd say it sounds like a little bit on the treble, like maybe there's a lot more treble in this.
Okay.
Now the question is, using the mic in the phone, will this sound different on the Bose than on the speaker I normally use?
I'd say that sounds better. I just from the microphone.
I think you can.
You can tell. I think you can tell.
Yeah. And Dennis thought the same thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It does sound really great.
Yeah. The bass is it feels like the other one a little tinny, a little bit high pitched, and then the Bose, you get all that mid range, all that bass. That's great. This seems like a direct competitor to Sonos.
Yes.
Sonos has been around forever now. It seems like they've been around for like 20 years now. With doing these, like you buy these really nice speakers that go all over your home, and then they kind of work together to create little zones or to create areas. And no one else has really, there's been a lot of competitors, but there really hasn't been a lot of people who have stuck in that space and done as well as Sonos has done. And Bose, of course, has been around forever. They make super high quality speakers. So to see them doing this makes a lot of sense. It makes a ton of sense.
And I believe that you can mix and match the systems. I believe if you already have Sonos, you can add both to different, I guess you don't have to replace what you have now.
Oh, wow.
These can be integrated into what you have. I believe that's what the spokesperson said.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. I think this is, for those people who don't mind spending a little extra money on really high quality speakers, and then also don't want to actually wire them with wires through the walls anything like that. These are great options. Great options.
Yeah, they're Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Becky's saying, are they wireless? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's really nice.
It doesn't actually shoot that stuff out. Just in case you're concerned.
Purple particles not included. Yeah. Doesn't
rainbow
shower your home with
separately.
Confetti. Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool. I can absolutely see that being a huge success for expensive apartments and homes.
Exactly. Yeah. As I said to the guy, he even remarked, this is not for your typical New York City apartment.
Right.
I think I mentioned, if you didn't see the original time when Dennis and I went there, they rented a $17 million brownstone here on the Upper West Side and had speakers all through the the building. So it was quite amazing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I've also seen a lot of businesses buy the Sonos brand. So I could see businesses buying the Bose brand, you know, where they don't mind spending a little extra money, you know.
Exactly.
That's cool.
All right, so from a $17 million Upper West Side house, we'll go to my backyard.
So this is the backyard at night.
It's looking great.
The greenhouse now has some railroad posters. Everybody in the village is sleeping. And then this is the backyard.
It's obvious you've done some work on the backyard.
Mostly Dennis. Those lights are around the umbrella.
And I'll tell you what happened with the lanterns that we first bought. Okay, the first lanterns that are solar powered only, it's about 10 at night. And it's just about dead because we don't get enough sun. Today we had a lot of sun. Normally, the lanterns stop working earlier than this. And we wanted them to be on way more. And that's when we found similar lanterns that also are USB-C. And so those lanterns are plugged in and stay charged all the time. And they have a little solar panel that will shut them off as soon as the light comes up. I think it looks pretty neat back here. All right, so we'll show you the original lantern, okay? I like this a lot. The problem is it's only solar powered. And as I mentioned in the earlier part of the video, by late night, this goes out. And we walk around in the yard very late, 1-2 in the morning sometimes. So I read about this one, which is USB-C chargeable, also solar powered on the top, comes with a little screw-off tripod. And also this one does something that the other one doesn't, and it has, let me find the on-off switch. Let me cover this so it lights. All right, so it does that, which looks really great. You saw it in the video. But it also does plain white. And then it does warm white.
And the camera's making that flickering.
Another white and then off. So this one has four different lighting modes. This one also can hang up. You can unscrew the little tripod at the bottom. This one, let me see what else.
I like the look of them, too.
This is what it looks like in the box. Okay. And it has a strange name, M-I-N-I, like mini A-O, solar lantern. But of course, the box doesn't have the brand on it because I'm sure it's sold under many different names. So it's IP65 waterproof. Okay. That is, it can withstand rain, snow, frost, sleet. Not about hail. Didn't mention hail. Okay. Relatively inexpensive. Two of them, I think it was $26. So $13 each. And as I said, USB-C, but solar charging. And we have them permanently wired in the backyard so they can stay on until light comes up. And then that will automatically shut them off in the morning. That's it. More stuff for the backyard.
And someone in the chat said, who was it? That looked like a restaurant. Yeah, Spaceman. So I thought it was a fancy restaurant at first. I did too. Your backyard's looking fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have no boat now.
So now it's the hobby. The backyard is the
backyard. We're trying to slowly overdo everything in the house since we
like it.
We have the time.
I like it.
And it's fun to do. It's fun to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These look great. I mean, they put out a lot more light, I assume, just because they're charged. These look fantastic.
It seems very reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. About $12 each, you know?
Yeah.
Or I guess 13 if you do the math correctly.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, 13.
Like yeah. Amazon did. Yeah, that's really nice. And then do you have like just a big USB extension, like a big wire, or do you use like a little puck near it?
No, we have a heavy outdoor cable that goes to the back of the yard to light the tree and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And along that cable, we spliced in some AC outlets to keep the two lanterns plugged into USB.
Nice.
So that way they'll be charged all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's really great. Yeah. And then you've got me thinking, what else do you need out there? I'm like, you know, the chat room's saying propane fireplace. I'm wondering if...
Well, we had some. There is something else. We bought something else for the backyard, which is my final video of the day. Ooh. And explain why I had to buy it.
Okay, let's check it out.
In the backyard, I say, I've been working on the railroad, or we've been working on the railroad. Well, now we've been working on the backyard, and I think it looks pretty nifty.
Okay. I agree.
Now, to be honest, some of these plants are fake. Some are real. But the problem is we do not have a hose in the backyard. So if I need water, I have to hook it up to the bathroom sink and run a hose through the whole house. So I saw this online, the garden sprayer. So it's battery operated, and it says it comes with several nozzles. So I guess a shoulder strap. This part will be the battery. Oh, you know what? You can tell already. It's just going to show you three segments of the battery charging. And... three different nozzles. Oh, USB-C charging. Okay. And then this holds 2.1 gallons of water. Okay. And then you have to just attach the hose. You have to charge this. This already looks like this will sit in here. I guess when you're not using it, I like this a lot so far. And according to the Amazon page, there are three different nozzles. One of them is for washing a car. Oh. We're trying to keep the shed clean, all right? And this will be an easy way. I don't know how much pressure this thing puts out, but what we're going to do is charge it up. Fill it up, assemble it. Looks pretty easy to assemble. And then come back and we'll see how it works. All right, so we assembled it, filled it with water. It's heavy, okay? What is water? Like 6.5
yeah.
pounds a gallon? So this is like 13 or 14 pounds. Plastic parts, so-so construction. I'm just hoping we turn it on, it's not going to blow the hose off. This obviously is like a big fan spray. This is like, I guess, a mini fan spray. And this must be for washing things because it's a single output nozzle. The shoulder strap, it's going to hurt your shoulder, all right? We're just going to... God, don't like to carry that around. I guess the thing is to put it down somewhere. So now we will... fully charged, we did. Let's turn it on.
Did take a second because what? The first time it was...
Oh, something?
Oh, filled with air?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah.
Going.
Oh. It seems like there are two...
It's so interesting, the pump the battery and everything is right there.
This is not bad. Let me carry this over here.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, when we get a little closer, you can hear the...
Well, I guess it's almost garden hose quality. All right.
When you hit
the top of this, is New York City dust is unbelievable. That's why we're going to try and keep this clean from the get-go. All right.
You can water the fake flowers.
Yeah, you can water flowers with it really easy. And the fact, as I said, here I have to run a hose all through the entire house.
Yeah, this is working. I mean,
it's a little clumsy to carry.
You kind of forget that you're using the reservoir. Yeah.
I think they're $70. I think they're $69. We'll have Chad go to Amazon and check it out. Also, if the shower goes out, we can.
It'd be a little cool, but
we can water the plants.
Oh yeah, we can water our plants.
Yeah, I think it's pretty neat. For,
I agree.
What's better than just not in the shed,
shooting water anywhere? Let me just see. The next one should be stopped.
Oh, that's stronger.
Okay. Better than running the hose through the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Battery's fully charged, and this is speed one, speed two. So you have two speeds, and then the battery indicator. All in all, if it lasts, I would say it's probably worth the money if you don't have access to a hose. That's it.
I think that seems like a great solution. Have a reservoir that I'm impressed. I didn't really know that existed.
Also, if you happen to buy it, we're assembling, and I said to Dennis, there's no wand in the kit. And I go back and I look in the box and I think, is it humanly possible they put the wand inside the plastic tank? And that's where it was.
Oh my gosh. So, there were these parts in the tank.
In the tank. So I'm thinking, do I have to send this back? Oh, it's cheaper than I thought.
Yeah, 45.
Yeah, $46. Yeah.
Have you found a nozzle that you like better?
You know what?
Than...
I've been using the cleaning nozzle.
Yeah.
Because that has the most pressure, and if Charlie does a pee in the yard, it's so easy to just wash it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just keep it in the sheds. Oh my God, there are like a million of them.
Yeah. Who knew? There's so many.
See, I forgot who put it up. Oh, it's Dan. Dan said water weighs about 8 pounds a gallon. So that thing probably weighs 16.
Yeah.
You're probably holding 17 pounds when it's full.
Yeah, totally. Totally. That is so interesting. Yeah, this is perfect. The only other solution I could imagine is like a 55-gallon jug, you know, that might, like, get, like, rainwater or something, and then you could pull that out of the jug instead. Like, that's the only, like, you know, and I was trying to think of how do you not have the hose go through your apartment? Yeah, this seems great. This is what I need it for, the dog, you know.
There you go.
That is just like a shower, but for the dog, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Not just for lawns.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can leave it out in the sun, and you'll have nice warm water.
Exactly. Yeah, warm shower. That's funny.
You know, that'd be good for a boat, actually.
Yeah. I mean, and also, like, you mentioned, like, washing a car. At my apartment, I've asked the apartment people, is there a hose anywhere I can wash my car? And the answer is no. You can't. There's no access to an outdoor water hose. So if I wanted to wash my car, I could get this and use 2 gallons at a time to at least rinse it off, scrub it down, get the soap off.
It's a 2,500 milliamp battery, and at low speed, 200 minutes of run time. That's plenty to wash a car.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Interesting. This is cool. This is really cool and pretty good reviews.
Not many, but that's good. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Okay, a portable It feels like it's like a like a briefcase of water. Okay, with that, let's move into a little bit of crappiness.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. This is the gadget. I kind of gave it away a little bit, but I recorded a video of it earlier, so let's take a look. Hey diggity, so here we are taking a look at another office slash home office gadget. We've used mats for office chairs before, right? You've seen those plastic mats. Some of them have little spiky things to help kind of latch into carpet. Some are flat if you want to use them on like hardwood or tile. And then I've even seen some made out of glass. Those ones are tempered glass and kind of expensive. Today is something completely new. It is a rug. We're going to be using this office rug underneath our office chair to see how it fares. It shipped to me like this. I'm a little disappointed that it seems all folded up because I was hoping it'd be, you know, in a roll. That way it'd be pretty easy to unroll. Here it is. So far, it has like a little bit of a sticky side. It's not really sticky, but it's some type of rubber sort of film. And then you have the other side, which is a more textured carpet surface. So I'm gonna take this and put it on the ground and see how my office chair fares. This is the area I would like to set up this new office rug or mat. Just give you a closer look at this side that has that sort of like rubbery, feels like it's like a little tacky. It's not quite sticky. This mat is 4 feet by 5 feet is the size that I got, but you can get them in a ton of different sizes. So that is that sticky side. It's just kind of pressed together from shipping. Okay, I'm gonna lay this out just because of my room, sort of long ways. Okay, my space is a tad tight and this mic cable is not making things easy on me, but looks like we have it down pretty well. And now I can kind of test out how my chair rolls on it. It's not all the way flat yet, and I think that with some patience, I could get it all the way onto the ground. But on a hardwood surface like this, as long as my own mic cable doesn't get in the way, I'd say this is pretty nice. And I like the look of it compared to a normal mat, but I do need to work harder to get it flat. I do not like how that sort of isn't 100% down yet. I think that is user error on my part. But yeah, plenty of space. This is a 4 foot by 5 foot space, and I have plenty of space to roll around. Okay.
That's nice. I like the design.
Yeah, exactly. I like the design. Like, especially if you're like maybe in an office setting where you kind of like want your area to look nice, obviously you're at home and you want your home office to look nice. And so it's not too expensive either. It's honestly, I was shocked. It's only $28.
Oh my gosh.
For that big space.
Wow.
Yeah, and compared to, you know, the plastic version, the plastic ones can be kind of expensive. This is $36 over here, just I see it on the side. And then check out all these different patterns. If you want a specific design, and this is just this brand, there's others, you know, obviously there's a lot of different type of these mats. Like this is a really nice design. That one's less, that's a foot less on each side. So they do it based off of inches. Mine is 48 by 60 inches is the one that I got for 4 by 5 feet. And then, but you'll notice a lot of these are 36 to 48. So that's only a 3 by 4 where I got a 4 by 5. Yeah, I think that this is a fantastic option if you want something. It's quieter, it's it looks nicer, and it seems to perform just as well as the rubber mats that, or the, you know, hard plastic mats I've used in the past. And also moving it around, way easier. Those plastic mats, you know, you get them and you try to roll them.
Oh, yeah.
Them, and like if you try to move them from one space to another, the edges are really hard. And like if you have the ones with the little teeth on them, those can scrape you while you're moving them. So that can be difficult. Obviously, this is more for if you have a hard surface. It really wouldn't work if you are using a carpet. You would need a tougher, you know, hard plastic, maybe with the teeth, if you're on carpet. But if you're on hard wood or concrete or whatever, this is going to be fine for you. It does not have a strong smell. Caesar's asking. It smells like. Funny enough, I expected it to smell like carpet, but it doesn't smell like anything. Honestly, it has no smell at all. It has like a tiny carpet smell, but like I had to put my nose right up on it. The apartment I'm in has vinyl flooring where I'm at right now. Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Fun.
I gotta go away for 1 minute to when you showed the rug just earlier today. Charlie loves soft things to sleep on.
Oh yeah,
he loves his bed, and I thought I'd get him another mattress, a little doggy mattress. So I on Amazon, I found one. It said like an inch and a half thick, and I think the size I have the size here is 24 by 18.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Dennis was here when Amazon came, and he said, Charlie's mattress came, and they sent the wrong thing. And I said, how do you know it's the wrong thing? And he said, because the mattress is in there. Well, I had to cut through the bag the mattress was in, and it took... Yeah, it almost took an hour and a half, but it's very comfy and it's very big. I have never seen them get something
into that is itty bitty. That is itty bitty. I guess they've human mattresses have been like shipping in the like vacuum tube, like ever since, you know. I guess they did that for pets too. That's itty bitty.
Oh my god! It must save the warehouse space. It must save.
Oh yeah.
Freaking amazing.
Yeah. Freaking yeah. Amazing. I mean, just, yeah, shipping it from one place to another. I mean, you can just imagine 100 of those on a pallet versus versus the other. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a tiny box.
Yeah.
Okay, our buddy Ivan Hahn, who has done several videos for various segments of the show, says, hey, Dick and Chad.
Oops, sorry. Go ahead.
I have a video profiling my new combination ventless washer and dryer from the GE Profile line.
Ooh.
So here's Ivan's video.
This is our GE Profile combination ventless washer and dryer machine. And this is a pillow, a standard pillow.
Whoa.
Which will come up in the story later on.
That's so
just nice. Like any washer and dryer, this has all of your normal settings, your normal delicates, bulky, etc. But since it's a all-in-one machine, it does have a lot more fun stuff going on to it. Right over here, you have all of your drying options, which are very limiting to what they do. And there's really no way to increase the heat in this combo washer dryer. And over here on this side, you have a fun place to put all your detergent so you don't have to pour it in. And that big one in the back is so you can pour an entire bottle of detergent and the machine will dose it out.
That's cool.
Every time. So let's talk about this pillow. It's an ordinary pillow, just a regular pillow for my bed. This machine, since it is ventless and has a bunch of other quirks to it, it took 12 hours dry a standard bed pillow. 12 hours. So there are some pros and cons to this machine. Pro, it's an all-in-one machine. So if you have a small apartment, a small house, it fits small and you don't need, you know, two machines. But the cons are just ridiculous. It takes forever to dry anything. And when you take it out of the dryer, everything's still kind of moist and damp. And they even advertise that, you know, it might come out damp and wet. You just have to shake it and let it sit for a minute. And to me, that's not what a dryer does. It's not actually drying. And I pulled up the price here on HomeDepot.com. It's not a cheap machine.
Nope.
Wow. You can get it for about, you know, $2,000.
I'm intrigued. I'm in like, first off, I haven't heard of a ventless.
Not me either.
Where have I been living? They make ventless dryers. Does that just make your house really humid?
I was gonna say, just run it in the winter when you need heat.
Yeah. How does that? Where's the water go?
Back into the. It sounds like it's back goes back into the pillow.
Yeah. Right. Huh. And then, a washer dryer sounds awesome. You know, it's just got one device, you throw it in there, and then you get clean clothes out. The downsides that he mentioned, those don't sound good at all. And then it also made me think, I wash two loads all the time. You know, I throw one in the wash and then take it out, throw it in the dryer, and throw a new thing in the wash while the other thing is drying. That goes out the window. You know, I can do a load, it feels like, every hour, because every hour I'm throwing a new thing in and getting something out. This, it would take, you know, sounds like 2 hours to just do a load, because you're using one machine the whole time. I'm intrigued by the machine. Like, it seems like if I was in an RV, you know, and I had limited space, this seems great. You know, one big unit to do everything. The chat room is mentioning that these units that wash and dry are popular in Europe, and I would guess that's a space thing. You know, that might be a space requirement thing. But yeah.
Now, do you have the machines in your apartment, or is it one of those things where the building has them in the basement?
I'm lucky; I have it in my apartment. In the hallway. They have like two double doors that open. To them.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been very lucky. I have not rented a place that doesn't have washer dryer in the unit. I haven't had to use a laundromat, or even like the building, you know, building's laundromat, or you know, I don't know what you call that. Management's laundromat.
The laundry room.
Yeah, exactly. The laundry room. I haven't had to use that. I've been very lucky that I've always rented a place that has one. Or you know, in my house I had one. Really interesting. Really, really interesting. My favorite feature was the stick a whole bottle of Tide in there and let the machine dose out the...
Yeah.
That is cool. I love that in my washer.
Ivan just joined us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ivan, for the video. And then the drying options do seem annoying. You know, it's like if you're like, I know I have jeans in there and I could turn the heat up and blast them with heat. If you don't have that option, yeah, that'd be...
Although the thing is, you probably don't wash a pillow that often, right?
Right. Yeah. Very. You don't. Yeah. That's what the pillowcase is for. But every once in a while, you gotta. You know, every once in a while.
Yeah. No. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. That's so interesting. The water vents into a reservoir that you need to empty after drying. We have one in. oh my gosh, I don't know state abbreviations and all in the unit separate and washer dryer. They work well. Okay. Interesting.
So Ivan, is that the same with the profile? Do you have
a
container that fills with water that you dump out?
I love the smart dispense. That's my, I want that feature. Here's
Oh, Ivan said it only takes 45 minutes to dry a pill in a normal dryer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Vietnam. Holy cow.
Hair removal. Okay, that's kind of cool. It has some neat features. Easy filter system. Yeah. Very cool. And it's quite the gadget. Definitely. Definitely. Very cool. I don't understand how a washer dryer costs $2,000, but a brand new phone costs like $200. I don't quite understand the economics of that 100%, but that's where we're at. That's funny. Okay. Well, with that, I think it's time.
Oh, well, and Kate, always look for videos, okay? Any kind of a video. This is very interesting to get a video about a washer dryer that we didn't even know about and how it has some downsides. A little video up to 1 to 3 minutes, okay, with landscape format and anything to do with a gadget, old, new, something you love, something you hate, just put it up on YouTube. Make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. And when you upload it, you can click on unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to watch it. And email that URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv, and you'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine, which is
the late night edition.
Online people saying, "Where can I? My comic book store has sold out of this." Oh, that's what you'll get. Ivan, I'll send you this for your video.
Awesome.
So get your videos to us right away. We could use one for next week.
Do it now. mail@gizwiz.tv. With that, let's head into the letter. Now, and Ivan said in the chat, it has a drain. And it also turns into steam, so I guess it can take the water in the washer dryer and then turn it into steam to wrinkle your clothes less, you know, to de-wrinkle your clothes.
Oh.
That makes sense. So it has a drain. I guess it's a washer, so it needs a drain. Like, you need to drain the water somehow. But I guess it just collects the water and sends it out through the drain instead of through a vent. That makes a lot more sense.
That makes a lot more sense.
And that makes sense. I mean, a washer, you got dirty water, you got to get rid of the water somehow. That makes a lot more sense. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. The email.
Okay. Roel writes us to Conchad. I'm not sure if this gizwiz worthy, but I've been searching for a necktie for a party in which they say sparkly outfits are more than welcome. My search led me to ties with LEDs. I know you have your New Year's Eve outfit, but this particular product made me think of your sound-activated shades. Light up ties, he gave us a link to them. He said, I ended up not buying this one because I found I like one better. But I never knew about this, Roel, and I found a video about from a company that makes these kind of ties. Sound-activated light-up ties. Oh, wow. Roel, you should send us a video of your tie if you bought something different.
Yeah.
These are kind of fun.
Yeah. And so it's baked into each tie. So you have to, you know, it's not like a digital screen. It's, but it is you know, I mean, it's kind of digital. I don't know how to describe it. You got to buy the tie design that you want. It's baked
oh,
in.
Oh, yes, you can. Yeah, you can go in and
write. Yeah, it's not like 100% an LED, yeah. you know, screen. But
they're cheap. I yeah. think the ones at Walmart were like $8 or $9.
That, it, for... If you needed to bring a sparkly tie to an event, I think that'll definitely kick it up a notch. I think that that's really cool. And yeah, fun. The price is so reasonable. $9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. Well, thank you, because yeah. I didn't know there were LED ties. Who that's knew? Insane.
Who knew? Who knew? Thank you so much for sending that over. And a huge thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you, patrons, for supporting us every single episode. Every time we upload a video, you guys support us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to support, head on over to patreon.com/gizwiz. That's our Patreon page where you can support us. Or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab, and there's a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. Or there's also on that page a link to PayPal so that you can give us a tip via PayPal if you want. However you donate, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of our show. We really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch us live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. We are recording on a Friday. If there's a schedule change, it'll be on the website. Just check the top of the website right there. And highly encourage you to join the chat room, chat along with all of the fantastic folks during the episode. Everybody's in here chatting, talking about the gadgets, having great questions about everything. And if you catch it after the fact, you can see all of our previous episodes on our website, gizwiz.tv. We're also up on YouTube, Apple Podcasts. We are all over the internet. Head on over to Dickie D's website, gizwiz.biz or gizwiz.me, to find articles about all of the gadgets that we talked about on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder about a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? It's on the sidebar. You just click that, and that is a gadget. A whole gadget, not just a piece or part of a gadget. That's the gadget, and you gotta guess what it is. And this one's just, I've seen this one before. Yeah, this is a sci-fi metronome. It's made for Star Trek. So sorry to give that one away. But if you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.